Now, in Canada, Health Canada has forbidden the use of recombinant growth hormone. It's illegal to inject cattle in Canada, as I'm sure you well know, and in other countries. But in America, it's not. So maybe could you comment about what you know about what happens to the animals, and possibly, because I've been asked this question too, Jay, we take the milk from these animals, and we know how they're being fed, and it's not ideal, or nor are they being raised ideally. They're not like buffalo in the wild.
Yes.
And so we've got this milk, and then we process it without heat, and we filter it and extract the amino acids, and we get this way. Now, is there any evidence that those cattle that produced that milk who were injected with bovine growth hormone, is there any evidence that you know that taking that whey protein is going to foul up my chemistry or damage me in any way? Because, as you know, you've probably been asked this question too.
Oh, we're asked it frequently. There are no conclusive, and I have to be honest with you, there's no super conclusive research studies at this time, but they're working on them, to show that the use of RBGH, or recombinant bovine growth hormone, in cows can affect human beings in a hypernegative way. But with that said, on the other hand, we do this for twofold because, one, we know that the milk does contain, once a cow is treated, that cow will produce up to 30% more milk. That's the first problem. So they're being injected with something, mistreated, and now they're going into mass production, which is very unnatural for them. That milk we know has synthetic hormones in it that have to and are transferred into the human body. Synthetic hormones of this nature are not supposed to be in the human body, so studies or no studies, we know that those have a negative impact. It's just a matter of time for the research can surface showing the problems. And right now, I believe there's a stronghold in America because they want to hold out and say, no, there's not a whole lot of difference. We can't find that evidence. But that's going to change once the whole industry changes. Those studies are going to start surfacing that are now being suppressed, in my opinion. And we're going to see a completely different research evolvement in a very short period of time. Common sense, in all honesty, tells me we don't want to, one, do this to the animals, and two, it's not right, and three, we know that that's being transferred over. So if you can choose between that, why not make the choice? And we took a stand years ago. We were the first company in America to take a stand and say, we are not going to produce a whey protein unless it's from RBGH-free milk originally. And nobody would touch that because it was too expensive, but we didn't care. We were willing to take less of a profit to do this and charge higher for our protein. And fortunately, we figured out people appreciated that. And it's been huge, a huge turnover now in the industry. And I predict in the next 2 or 3 years that America is going to change. And we're going to see, just like Canada and some of these other countries where we're having to get our way from, we'll step up to the plate and no longer inject their cows.
Right on. Well said. The evidence seems to be...